Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. Well, I know I sure am because we made it all the way to Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Officially 1 week away from Halloween.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Ooh. Trick or treat. Let's get to our contestant. It's Jenny from Marysville. Jenny, are you there?
I am.
Jenny is ready to rock Steve Migs, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Jenny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready? How many rings make up the Audi logo?
4.
Yes. The oldest drive-in movie theater in the U.S. has been operating since what decade?
The 20s.
No.
30.
Yes. During a doctor's visit, what does a sphygmomanometer measure?
Ear blood pressure.
Yes. Same name as a coin. Who did Kaley Cuoco play on The Big Bang Theory?
Penny.
Yes. What bird gets its pink color from the algae and shrimp that it eats?
Flamingos.
Correct. How many players are on a standard men's lacrosse team?
12?
No.
11?
No.
Check.
Yes. On which continent would you find the Cotopaxi volcano?
South America?
Yes. What 1996 slasher film had a killer known as Ghostface?
Scream?
Yes. Cotton candy, Thompson seedless, and Concord are all varieties of what fruit?
Great.
Yes. Who is known as the king of pop?
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Holy doodle. Are you kidding me? You just got a perfect 10, Jenny.
Right.
You got 10 right. Okay, let's play it cool, though, when Steve comes in here. Okay, we're going to play it cool, like you did really bad. Oh, here he comes.
Here I am.
Steve Migs.
Yes.
2 wins so far.
2 wins. Can I make it 3?
You think you got it in you?
I do.
All right. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Let's do it for Barrett.
How many rings make up the Audi logo?
4.
Yes. The oldest drive-in movie theater in the U.S. has been operating since what decade?
I'm going to go with the 20s.
No.
The 30s.
Yes. During a doctor's visit, what does a sphygmomanometer measure?
Your sphygmo.
No.
Oh, your heart rate?
No.
Your lungs?
No. Same name as a coin. Who did Kaley Cuoco play on The Big Bang Theory?
Penny.
Yes.
Penny.
What bird gets its pink color from the algae and shrimp that it eats?
That would be the flamingo.
Correct. How many players are on a standard men's lacrosse team?
I'll eat your grandma.
12?
No.
10.
Yes. On which continent would you find the Cotopaxi volcano?
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No. What 1996 slasher film had a killer known as Ghostface?
Oh, that's Scream.
It is. Cotton Candy, Thompson Seedless, and Concord are varieties of what fruit?
Grapes.
Yeah. Who is known as the King of Pop?
Michael Jackson.
That's correct. And with time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you scored 8, and that's pretty good. But Jenny from Marysville got a perfect 10. Beer, 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 beer. Congratulations, Jenny. The two that you got incorrect, by the way, during a doctor's visit, a sphygmomanometer measures your blood pressure, and the Cotopaxi volcano is found on South America.
The Daily Migs Show.
We hope that you can join us for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, a one-of-a-kind night of stripped-down magic with Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. And maybe you want to upgrade your night and do the Palace Law Premium experience where you get to go to the venue early. We have an exclusive VIP backstage barbecue. You get to hang with some losers like me and Steve Miggs. You also get access to the backstage interviews we'll be doing with the artists, so grab that while you can at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
The weekend has arrived, and for some of us, it means we'll finally have a little bit of downtime. And plus, it's going to be a rainy, stormy, yucky
Stay
weekend.
Inside.
Cuddle up and watch some new shows, you know? And we've got some things that we've been watching lately, Steve Miggs. Let's tell the people what we're watching.
All right, Tyron Daly, what are you watching?
As of last night, I started watching Brain Games.
Watch the image on your screen closely. We've got a quick question for you about these two squares. True or false? This top one here is a darker gray than the bottom one. Pretty obvious, right? Well, maybe not. Because the answer is actually false. Believe it or not, they are exactly the same color. This man, experimental neuroscientist Bo Lotto, is going to show you why your brain is constantly being fooled by what it sees.
Now, I've never seen anything about this show, but I'm hooked.
It was fascinating. And it kind of, I mean, it just, right before bed too, I was like, I feel like I'm going to be obsessed with this show and watch every single episode. It's been on, I mean, I think it has years of episodes, so I got to play some catch up.
Where are you watching this?
I think we watched it on, it was on Disney Plus last night. Yes.
And I know that they're on YouTube as well. So
yeah.
What the basic premise is that they just show you how your brain works in mysterious ways.
Totally. Just the way that like our perception is not necessarily reality and how your eyes and your brain can play tricks on you. It's really really, really cool and very trippy.
So the clip that you sent us, and I'm looking at it, and it's like these two squares that are gray, but different shades of gray. And one looks very obvious that it's darker than the other. And then it ends with him, and he goes on in the episode to explain why they're both the exact same color.
Yes, and it has to do with the way that they shaded around them. And they basically show you how you can tell that they're the same color, and it freaks you out.
So is this kind of like why we would always have those arguments about like what color is the dress? Is it gold? Is it silver? Is it pink? Whatever it may be. Or like the sounds that we hear, is it Yanny or is it Laurel?
Yes.
Okay.
Same kind of vein.
Weird.
Yeah.
I have to check that out.
You should. And what are you watching, Steve Miggs?
I mean, it's not a specific episode of anything, but I've gone down the rabbit hole on YouTube and I've spent a lot of time this week enjoying the sweet sounds of Kiss. Now, it all started, obviously, because of Ace Frehley and the sad passing of him. And so I was watching like a lot of like Ace Frehley guitar solos, a lot of Ace Frehley performances. But then somehow, just because of the way like your algorithms work on YouTube, I end up on this old concert that they did back in 1985. And it's called...
The year I was born.
Okay. So when the year you were born, they weren't wearing makeup anymore. And oddly enough, Ace Frehley's not even in the band. Bruce Kulick is in the band. And Peter Criss isn't in the band. They got Eric Carr. But they were performing without makeup, so they were a little bit of a different vibe to Kiss. But I grabbed what is easily, I don't know if you've ever heard this, what is easily the greatest song banter that you could ever hear from Paul Stanley. And I want you to listen to this and try and figure out, this is kind of like a brain game, try and figure out what song he's leading us into.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm ready. I mean, because Paul Stanley's always been known for having crazy, like, lead up song banter. This takes it to a whole other level.
A couple of days ago, I've been partying myself, so I thought it was time to go to the doctor to get myself checked out. You know what I'm talking about?
And at this moment, he's pointing to his crotch. He has to go to the doctor because he thinks maybe something happened from all the love that he's making.
I go walking into the doctor's office. I go walking in. I got my appointment for 10:30. I go walking in. It's about 10:15. You understand? I go walking in, and the doctor's not there yet, but I walk in. I see a nurse with the biggest I've seen in a long time.
You want me to guess the song?
Well, there's more to it.
Oh, God.
Now, this girl's trying to be real cool. So I sit down. I say, excuse me, nurse, could you come over here for me? She comes walking over to me. I said, bend down here. I got something to tell you. She bends down. I grab a hold of her real quick.
And at this moment, he pantomimes, like he turns around so his hands, it makes it look like he's making out with her while he's shaking his butt. And there's an entire crowd of people just losing their mind about this story so far.
All of a sudden, she starts to catch on. She says to me, why don't we start this examination just a little bit early? I said, all right, she says to me, Paul.
Also, this has never happened to me at a doctor's office.
Why don't you take off your shirt?
He does.
Then she says to me, why don't you take off your pants? And I look at this girl, I say, honey, I'm feeling just a little bit shy.
Also, earlier he just grabbed her and made out with her, and now he's feeling shy.
Now it is.
This is a very strange story, Paul.
So she looks at me, I'm wearing my Levi's, my 501s, you know those real tight ones? She walks over, she bends down, and she undoes that little snap at the top. Then she reaches down just a little bit, she undoes the next one, she goes, next one. She opens up my pants.
I do love that he has sound effects too. Are any guesses yet? Do you know what song he's talking about?
Love Gun?
Let's find out.
She checks her hand out to make sure it's not too cold, and she pulls out. Sesame Paul, what are you doing with that pistol down your pants? I said to her, honey, that ain't no pistol. I said to her, honey, that ain't no pistol, that's mine.
Now the crowd
said,
knows.
That ain't no pistol, that's mine. Love Guns.
Wow, that was a journey.
I mean, I feel like he has the greatest lead-ups to songs, but that might take the cake as one of the greatest. Pearl Jam's never going to do something like that.
Hell no.
Rush ain't ever going to do something like that.
Hell no.
Freaking Paul Stanley will.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Adam Sandler at Climate Pledge Arena on October 29th. You can call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Adam Sandler at Climate Pledge Arena, and that show is next week, October 29th. Say good morning to our contestant. It is Mike from Tacoma. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys?
And we're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Miggs.
Let's find out. The wheel's spinning. Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Steve Miggs? Taryn Daly, you're going to have to help Mike win these tickets.
All right, Mike, let's do this. Here is your clip.
Ooh. Can I hear that again, please?
Absolutely. Here you go.
I can give you a hint.
On this one. Yes, please.
All right, the band is another word for a smooch.
Kiss.
Yes, and the song is, it's two words. The first word is the opposite of hate.
Love.
And the second word is another name for a pistol.
Love gun.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I've made Taryn Daly a fan of this song.
I love this song.
All because of Paul Stanley's story about why he has a love gun.
All right, Mike. We did it. We got one down. I'm ready for my clip. Let's hear it.
All right, pressure's on you, T-Dog. Are you ready?
Yes. Ooh, that would be another one of... Is this Steve Miggs' favorite band's day?
It kind of worked out that way. How about that?
That would be Pearl Jam, Better Man. Congratulations.
Thank you, Taryn. I appreciate it.
Oh, appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys rock.
Take care, my man. Yeah, you ever like interpret lyrics to like fit whatever it is going on in your world?
All the time.
Okay, so this song, I remember in college, I would always listen to it when like I felt like there was a girl I had the hots for, but she definitely wasn't into me. I would just like sit in my room listening to this and be like, I'm the better man.
Wow.
Let's just say I listened to this song a lot because a lot of girls did not have the hots for Steve Miggs.
And they still don't.
Thankfully, one does. I think.
All you need is one, Steve.
I love you, Sid.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Pearl Jam. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we weren't able to get to, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is powered by Pendergast Law. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you want to discuss with us. And our number is 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, earlier this morning, we were talking about the fact that Michael Jordan said he hadn't picked up a basketball in years.
Right, we thought that was kind of crazy.
So we thought, you know, what are some things that we maybe used to be really into that we haven't done in a long time? And we have a few folks that would like to weigh in on this topic. Let's start with Luna Eclipse in Tacoma. What is something that you haven't done in years but you used to do all the time?
All right, so, I was in a small town like in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, you always had to find things to do. So, you know, we put together a studio and, a group of us, we just started making music. And that's, you know, that's more importantly what I haven't done in so long is wrote music or even, you know, got in a studio and even rapped anything.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about it is when I was doing music, you know, back then, my first submission into the industry, I got a Grammy nomination for.
Did you really?
Canadian American Records with Joseph Wells, you know, Rock Around the Clock and My Boyfriend's Back and Sunday, Monday, Happy Days, that guy. You know, he plays the guitar. You know.
Oh, okay. I thought, first thing I thought you were saying you wrote those songs. I'm like, oh, we're living in a make-believe world, but now I got what you're saying.
Yeah, in fact, he went on to buy the company, you know, so that's who runs the company now, you know. Yeah.
Dude, so, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's bigger than that one is, you know, I like all kinds of music, so I would like kind of play around just types of music. So I was doing some country, some different other type of genres, and I started doing like this little rock song. And I was like, okay, let me see how's it gonna go. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when I'm gone? I was like, wait, okay. So there was a rock group that released their album back in around 2000, between 2008 and 2010. They released their album, got hold of my song, and then added to their album, and I think it came out first, in fact, on the album, and then they re-released it, and that was Three Doors Down, When I'm Gone. And
really?
I ended up, yeah, real talk, and I ended up, like, you know, starting a lawsuit, like, $400 an hour with this guy out of Arizona, and they eventually, I was like, you know what, let them have it, they can keep it. And but yeah, that was my song. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when I'm gone? Same the guitar. Dah, dah,
dah. All right. I mean, I wasn't there for this to happen. That seems a little. I mean, I don't know if I believe it, but hey, you never know.
You never know.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, crazier things have happened. And some of these lawsuits, when you hear about, like, and you're like, no way. And then it gets deeper into the lawsuit, and they settle out of court, and you're like. Okay, well, maybe something, there's some truth to that. So I can't say 100% I don't believe you, and I can't say I do believe you either.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics and John from Paulsbo. We want to know, what's the thing you used to do all the time but haven't done it in quite a while?
I used to ride a bike backwards, sitting on the handlebars. I could ride around circles and whatever I needed to do without falling.
That sounds terrifying, John.
And why does that seem more believable?
Yeah, it's actually true. I learned how to do it when I was a teenager, and it's been a good 40 years since I've done it.
When's the last time you've even been on a BMX bike? Not doing that, though, but just in general.
That's probably way back then, but, you know, when I grew up, I got a mountain bike, and I could do it on the mountain bike, too, but not as easy as a BMX bike because there's not a lot of stuff to sit on except for the handlebars.
Hmm.
I would never even attempt to do something like that.
Were you much of a BMX rider?
I mean, I like to watch the boys ride BMX bikes.
Okay, there we go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, Steve, I got acquainted with part of my husband's body yesterday that I've never met before. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened at 9:50. Steve Miggs, yesterday, my husband shaved. He shaved his entire face.
Oh, okay. I was like, are we manscaping? What's going on here?
He had a beard for a long time.
And then he shaved the beard, I remember, because of the Mariners.
And he was rocking a mustache for a while. And then yesterday...
Did you like the mustache?
I loved the mustache.
Okay.
I love facial hair in general. Like, I'm a huge fan. So then he decided to shave off the mustache and just be clean shaven. I have never, in my relationship with him, ever seen his upper lip ever.
And how long have you guys been together now?
Like 13 years almost.
13 years.
13 years.
And he's never shaved his mustache.
No. And it was startling.
Yes. You showed me a picture. He looks younger.
He looks much younger because there's no gray beard, no gray mustache in there.
But I ain't gonna lie. I might be on Team Taryn on this because I did like. I think I like him better with hair on his face.
I think I like him better with hair on his face as well. And the weird thing is, okay, so yesterday I went to my waxing lady and I got my upper lip waxed.
Oh,
that's so
it. So how does Brad feel about you doing that? Or does he like you with a mustache?
But that was the first time that our upper lips had like. Actually touched.
And how did it feel?
It was so weird.
So do you want him to grow it back?
I mean, I haven't told him that yet because I feel like he's kind of excited about it and I think he likes it. So nobody tell him what I'm telling you right now because I don't want him to get his feelings hurt. But I think eventually I might suggest... that he grows it back?
Well, dude, you just have to put up with it for about 6-7 more days and then encourage him to join a Movember team.
Yes, because we're raising funds and awareness for men's cancer, right?
Right, and you know, and what is he going to show that he doesn't care?
No, he would. That would be terrible to do such a thing.
Wow, so he digs it and you don't.
Well, it's not like I don't dig it. I'm just...
No, it sounds like you don't dig it.
Because I haven't seen... I'm just used to his face the way it was for 13 years. It's going to take some time to get used to it, I think. Or maybe I just tell him, don't shave again.
So how would he feel? Like, do you think he's going to be upset with you if you're like, look, I just don't find... I don't find you as attractive when you have no hair over your lip.
I mean, on the flip side, though, I would be horrified to find out all of the things about me that he would prefer are a different way. You know, like,
it could open up floodgates. Oh, you don't like this about me? Well, let me tell you what I don't like about you.
Like, I dyed my hair a little bit darker recently. Maybe he likes my hair a little bit lighter. I don't know.
And it's funny when you first start, like, you're around somebody and then they do make somewhat... I'd have to give props to my wife. I remember she decided, like, she's got, like, dirty blonde hair, but she decided she was going to go, like, dark hair. And at least she warned me ahead of time. She's like, just so you know, I'm coming back with darker hair. And I'm like, okay. But even then, because it was like so many hours before that she told me, I forgot. So when she came through the house, I remember I was like, who are you? Where did my wife go?
Like, someone's broken in.
It was just so unnerving, but I liked it. Like, I like it both ways. I was like, I dug it. But then when she went home to see her parents, her dad, who doesn't like hold any words back, he's just like, I don't like it. I don't like the way you look with dark hair.
Oh, ouch, dad.
Like, man. All right, then you're in the doghouse, not me.
Well, I haven't even had Brad's upper lip exposed for a full, you know, weekend or anything yet, so I'll check back in on Monday and let you know if I dig it yet.
You guys have a Halloween party coming.
We do.
Does the clean-shaven look work for his costume?
It does work for his costume.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, we're being Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson from Rush.
So much that my parents have been together for almost 50 years. My dad has had a mustache since he was 12.
Wow.
Pretty much once he could grow a mustache, he did, and he never looked back.
I love it.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are throwing a party that has never been thrown before at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on December 12th. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. We have Brent from Shinedown and Zach from Shinedown. We have The Pretty Reckless. We have Mammoth. We have Hollywood Undead.
We have Brad's Mustache.
Brad's Mustache better be there.
Great band.
Head to KISW.com to get your Unwrapped tickets before they are sold out.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. When was the last time your upper lip was fully exposed?
Well, that's a very personal question to ask on the air.
Boy. I mean, it's probably been 15 years. I mean, it's been a long time.
It is crazy that when I first met you, it was a whole different vibe.
Yeah. I think I even had hair, though.
You had hair.
On my head.
Yeah. You had no facial hair.
Uh-huh.
You just adjusted it to a different part of your head.
Turned it upside down.
That's crazy what happens when you get older.
Older, balder.
I had hair on my head and none on my face.
Hey.
Crazy. Weird. I was 25 years old and now I'm 47.
How'd that happen? Wait, we've all aged?
No.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah. None of us mentally, though.
Look, this body has not been treated like a temple, let's be honest.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And how about your Seattle Mariners? I know they're not in the playoffs, but good news keeps on coming as Cal Raleigh was just named the Major League Baseball Player of the Year by the Sporting News. Now, this was voted by his peers, which is really cool. I mean, you think about 46% of the player vote. He beat out Aaron Judge and some other players as well that were being considered as great players for their team. Hopefully, this is just a foreshadowing for him being the MVP of the American League. That would be pretty awesome.
Oh, he deserves it so much.
Yeah, but freaking great season for Cal Raleigh. I wish they were playing tonight.
I know.
But they're not.
Western Washington is having a big fall storm this weekend. There will be heavy rains. There will be strong winds. And the mountains, you can expect a little bit of snow falling through the weekend. They are saying that this atmospheric river system could deliver between 1 and 3 inches of rain starting like right now. Gusts of up to 45 miles per hour. 20-foot coastal waves. I did see some footage from waves that were happening last night on the coast that looked pretty wild. So it's going to be a pretty gnarly commute wherever you're going later today. So just be safe out there, folks.
And Taryn Daly will lose power.
I was about to say,
And we're having a Halloween party tomorrow. If we lose power, you know how many lights we've hung up?
That generator's going to get a lot of work.
Yeah, you need a backup generator.
We have a big There's a big Bates Motel sign in my front window. That's going to be problematic. This is not good.
I was about to say, who's going to get effed worse? You with your power or Ryan Castle with the water?
Yeah.
Between the two of us, we're a mess.
We've got both of them.
So what's the dumbest thing you used to do as a kid back in the Halloween days? Like, some people like to smash pumpkins. Other people would TP houses.
I was a vandal for sure. I would steal candy, all of the things. I was not a good kid.
See, in our crew, it was egging houses and shaving cream wars.
Ooh.
To the point where, like, the stores wouldn't even sell them to teens or even adults for the most part because they knew what you were going to use them for. Apparently, a couple of teens in Gig Harbor, a little bit of trouble because they decided to throw some eggs and threw them at cop cars.
Ooh, that's not good.
So the cop car tried to stop them. They ran off. They ran some red lights as well because they were in their car then. They nailed an officer's windshield with another egg as well because that's smart. Eventually, the kids lost control of their vehicle. They crashed through a fence. They took out a utility pole and then destroyed a chicken coop.
Okay.
Oh, not the coop.
Wasn't that bad.
No one was hurt. We don't know if the chickens are okay, but it's kind of a weird full circle moment. They went from egging houses to running into a chicken coop.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so when you used to do your screwing around as a kid, did you ever encounter cops? Did you ever get...
No.
Like, not questioned
that,
or...
Not that I recall.
The only time we ever went back in, like, snowball fights, we would do them at the playground. And I remember one time we threw a snowball and we hit a cop car. Oh, my goodness. That guy scared the living F out of us.
See, I lived on Casino Road. There were much worse things happening than me TPing.
Fair.
TPing places.
Yeah.
Small potatoes.
They were busy with other stuff.
You were known as... Good kids.
Right.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 58 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.